Manhattan. We got a lot of cameras going on this bitch.
Checking out 300 Atlantic Camp. That bitch is turned.
I just been cooking shit, bro. I've been here cooking.
We at the 300 Writers Camp. Just doing us.
Going down. Stay tuned.
The camp started about 8-9 years ago.
Had a lot of great records that came out through this camp, a lot of great talent through the years.
Everything's been moving so fast, but I know it's a lot of dope individuals here.
We working, man. We vibing, we working, we rolling. History's being made right now.
We have 30 plus artists, 20 plus producers, special guests pulling up, one hibachi truck, countless entourage. And the most bright,
so
I'm
potent in story. So play from the top.
So far, I'm on like my third song. I've been here for like 3 hours. Making some fire, chasing money, people coming in and out. A lot of Zaza in the air.
Don't stop working. When you stop working, the money gonna stop coming. We need hits, new relationships, new bankrolls.
300 got me out here with all these artists.
Meeting hella new folks, getting connected with folks, you feel me? And that's just connection, everything, you feel me? Especially in this line of work.
I be on the road so much doing shows, I barely can get in the studio, so. I like this studio time, you know what I'm saying? Then there's so many artists here I can really work with whoever I want to.
I want to learn so much. I want to talk to these people. I'm meeting these new people, people that's already been in the industry. I'm trying to soak up the knowledge, soak up the game.
Oh, you jumping in other studios, you don't know what you're going to create, what type of vibe you're going to be in, because everybody, they're different artists. Ain't no telling what you cook up or connections you make. This shit right here, like, big opportunity, so. If you don't jump into another studio, you ain't working hard enough.
Alright, punch me in.
Everywhere I go, I put on for my shit. I'm a young nigga, I ain't crashing, cause I be around the bitch. Granny check the mail.
I like to come in, I just wanna hear the beat. As long as I hear the beat, I can come in on how I wanna do it.
I had took this and I put it here, right?
You know I like standing on shit when I record.
And then I took that and I put it there.
It's fucking hot in here. Make it cool.
So now it's just like.
Can you turn me up some more? In my headphones?
3 hours later.
Every day fit, white tee, and some white one. Talking to my Cubans on the phone, and they hate guns.
I was saying upstairs when they was asking me about the camp shit, I like working with producers I never worked with, because then they get me in a pocket I ain't never been in before.
Let me hear how that sounded, and then I'll probably do it again.
Every session's different. Sometimes it's on the fly. That's the beauty of this shit. Nothing's planned. Collaborative effort, man. Everybody's imperative. We all equal, you know?
I was gonna tell you goodnight, will you? I stopped the whole studio too, just so you know.
I'm about to take a shot at the legend himself, Scott Storch. I'm about to take a shot at the legend, you feel me? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Come on, classic,
man. Yeah, my plans for camp was just to come in here and really see how this shit feel. You know, everything's still new with this shit, but I wanted to see how this shit feel, but at the same time, I wanted to make it known. You know, I got it.
I made this song in Cali, I know I'm straight from my hood. She say she's scared to love on gangsters, that shit understood.
So we discovered Saint Croix and did a couple calls, but we didn't want to make it official until we saw each other in person.
I'm about to sign them all. You know, 300, my family is going to stay my family for a very long fucking time.
You know, this is the beginning for him, and we're excited where it goes.
They telling me they believe in me, I believe in them. We got to do a lot of shit.
So him coming out here, coming to L.A. to sign the deal, go right in the studio immediately, work with some of the biggest producers, do some great collaborations. This is what it is. This is what we do. This is 300 Atlantic. This is family business.
What type of instruments you like most on your beats? Slightly pushing toward R&B-ish type of vibe.
So I'm a people person, so I like mingling, and I like trying different sounds. I feel like if you're an artist, you should step outside your comfort zone. You know, that's why we collab with other people. Like, we bringing other people into our world.
I'm not even booked for the day. I just pulled up to see who's doing what, and I just got them a song. I fuck with it.
Two good songs with Rance.
Yeah, shit was fire.
Shout out Rance, he a real masterclass.
Yeah, nah, he was teaching us. Okay. I feel like it was more of a lesson than it was a music session. Yeah. You feel me? He was teaching us like
how to structure a hit song.
Yeah, how to structure hit songs and like all types of shit I never even thought of before. That shit just it changed my mind. Yeah.
He just cooked up a bad motherfucker. Me and bro finna make a classic.
I'm probably walking away with a project for real. I ain't gonna lie, I'm walking away with a project and some, if we being honest.
And yeah, I'm here to make music, man. That's it. Here to make hits.
This is a pretty new experience for me, getting in with a bunch of people and being open to ideas and like becoming like one collaborative mind. I fuck with it though. I think sometimes it takes a nation, you know what I'm saying? It's like Michael Jackson wasn't in those rooms by himself, you know what I'm saying? Like some of the greatest artists weren't in those rooms by themselves. So I think a collective set of creative minds will make for like the best results.
You know, we might collab on a
Who's. Got a lot of work in. Got a lot of work with a lot of artists. Good shit. I ain't gonna lie. Wait for the next one. You know that.
Well, I wish I could see.
Bye, y'all.